Grace, peace, mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The author of the book of Hebrews wrote, "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, but the realities themselves, shadows can help us to see the body that casts them more clearly. But their theological use is as a stepping stone to something more significant. In this case, Elijah's assumption into heaven is a shadow that helps us to see the transfiguration of our Lord from a very unique vantage point." You know, I remember years ago, before Jenny and I got married, this is probably 30 years ago, I had a cornea transplant. And I remember after the surgery, they put these glasses on you with a bunch of pinholes. Allows you to kind of focus in. And I thought, man, my vision's perfect. Didn't realize when you take them off, my vision wasn't so good. It was better than what it was, but still not perfect. But it helped me see things more clearly. Where I first saw shadows, I could see things more clearly. So also in this text, helps us to see the object of our faith. The Lord Christ in his transfiguration, we see that with greater appreciation. During this time, I think we hang on to our faiths a little closer. And our trust, more than likely, has grown, which our faith has grown. The real body that casts this Old Testament shadow is Jesus alone. We fix our eyes on him, and especially on Christ in his greatest act of glory. You know, I like to use the analogy of hang on to Jesus. I always picture Jesus in a robe. Elijah and all the prophets were always directing us to Christ. All theology relates to the person, nature, and role of Christ. Do you think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. We might go through our lives at times thinking, if I do X, Y, Z, it'll get me there. When in fact, it is only in Christ, God himself, in the flesh, that can get us there. Because no matter what, we end up failing time and time and time again. But God has never failed us. But man surely will. we're just, you know, we think we got everything figured out, and then the last year happens. And my hope and prayer is that more people are clinging to Christ, or maybe even finding him the first time. The beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So it makes sense that Elijah would appear at the Mount of Transfiguration, because he was taken up and Jesus would be taken up in his resurrection. To him, Christ, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins. I got to see this personally on Monday. When you're before a dying man that can't speak, but can blink, and you go through the confession and absolution with them, and that's how simple it is. Are you a sinner? And I'd get a blink. Do you desire the Holy Spirit to help you through God's word? And I'd ask him to blink, and he'd blink. And then I would pronounce that our Lord and Savior, having died on the cross, has forgiven all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I will tell you, that is one of the pinnacles of my ministry, to have that before someone has passed. To have God put you in the right place at the right time. And also to provide the things on this earth to protect me. That's what it is all about. That is why we gather time and time again here in this place. The prophets have told us, they have foretold about Jesus coming. And that is why we're here. The critical events at the cross. There was critical events before, but they led to the cross. They led to God in his Son taking on all our sin. That if you believe, you will be saved. Not by your works, but by what he has done. We might have a long way to go. We don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We have no idea. Some might pass before, and some might be taken up. You know, you look in the text, in the gospel text, it's really interesting. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good to be here. Let's make three tents. Let's camp out." Sometimes we want to do that. We want to camp out on the mountaintop experience. But yet, we follow Jesus. suffering, and death, we follow him. And sometimes that's not easy. But God, in his wisdom, through our Savior, provided us what the Holy Spirit that would speak to us through his word to keep us in the faith. He provided his body and blood, and I'm kind of pointing here because it's kind of a habit, and you have the elements in the pew. But he provided that for you, for the forgiveness of sins. That one day we will be completely transfigured on account of Christ, not on account of what we do. You know, sometimes we think, well, I need to list every single sin that I have. I need to list them all down. But we are under God's grace. Our faith flowing out of our heart comes the works. They do not save us, but they are an expression of our faith. And yeah, sometimes our works kind of stink. They don't look real pretty. But other times, they flow right out of that, and you see that love. You see that love. I got a chance to see that this past week from a lot of you all. Towards a widow, reaching out to her, consoling her, praying for her. God sends spokesmen just like he did the prophets. I don't know why. I think I'm a pretty humble person. I'm not that smart. But for some reason, God sent me here. You know, I heard my father say it one time. He says, hey, I'm just a simple country preacher. Because that's what my dad was. He always, small country towns he was in. But God sends out pastors throughout the world, and he will continue to do so. But our eyes should be focused on his crucifixion, on Jesus, on what he has done for us. And we can look through the lens of transfiguration, because he is God. He is man. Both God and man sent to save us. Today, just a little while ago, I'm going to say it again. We see the crucified and risen Savior in his body and blood. God's grace is with us. He is with us. The body that casts all the Old Testament shadows is the crucified body of Christ of Nazareth. Elijah longed to see that day of Christ's triumph on the cross. Longed to see him lifted up and exalted. Blessed are our eyes that see the glory of the triumphant King, who comes to serve with the Easter victory. As we wait for us to be transformed and transfigured in heaven, we shall have a glorified body like his body. That's in Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21. Even now his glory is in us. By baptism we have a temple of his Holy Spirit. We receive his majesty in his body and his blood. By God's grace, he has trained our eyes to see what there is to be seen. He has done it inside of us through his word. Amen.